Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Demetra Gray Show. This episode with
Jordan Gray.
The, a little lackluster.
The way you led into this episode sounds like you're about to say is sponsored by.
Is sponsored by Jordan Gray Consulting.
Oh.
This episode is sponsored by Jordan Gray Consulting. Why can't we say that? We could say it.
Sure.
Technically.
Right, yeah.
Technically, it is.
It totally is.
Technically, it is because you make money and it pays for our lives.
Yeah.
And
it bought this microphone.
It got this podcast started. It allows us to spend time recording this podcast. Brought to you, the Demetra Gray Show. Brought to you by Jordan Gray Consulting. Jordan Gray Consulting is here to meet your everyday relationship and character development needs.
Wow. I didn't even have to write the copy. It writes itself. That's fun.
We should make a commercial. You guys, in the movie theater here, it's a really, really cute old movie theater. Like, it doesn't feel like going to the movie theater. It feels like you're, like, going into, like, an old house or something, and it's, that is what it feels totally. Like. It's so cute. That's why I like going. I don't like going to normal movie theaters, but I really like this one because it feels like you're just going back in time.
Yeah.
And you go, and you sit in the same room where they have square dancing and during the week, and they just bring in old movie theater chairs that they got from a different theater that were done for, and they put them in there, and they play the commercials at the beginning. They just show photos of our island, and they also, like, different businesses around the island make commercials specifically for the movie theater that are, like, old-school commercials, so they're black and white, and they, like, don't have voices, some of them, you know, just, like, old-school movies. Anyway, that's what I was just thinking of. We should make a Jordan Gray Consulting commercial. We could say this episode sponsored by Jordan Gray Consulting. And we could have a tagline like that. Here to meet all of your sex and relationship and needs. We'll have to work on it.
Your first dry run was phenomenal. You nailed it.
I was put on the spot.
You did great.
Well,
you performed under pressure.
Brought to you by Jordan Gray. Okay, the other thing I want to say is that we just watched this thing. Our island, speaking of the cuteness of our island, they're doing a new thing called Dress to the Nines. We're at one of the grocery stores. Every month on the 9th, people are going to start showing up dressed up to the nines. I've already put it in our calendar because I'm very excited.
It's very fitting of our local culture that, of course, that's a thing. And people will actually do it.
Yes.
It's not just like two staff members will do it. Like, majority of the staff and probably half of the customers will totally do it.
Because everybody is community oriented. They value that kind of thing.
And creative.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, there's a sense of, not celebration. What's the word I'm looking for?
Fun.
No, sense of, what's it called when it's like, sense of occasion? They're just like, yeah, it's like, it's a thing. And like, we're going to like show up for it. And
like the festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
Like people like
but
to
people,
go.
Yeah, people like play full out. I feel like, you know, maybe I'm biased because I like grew up in a more major city with more younger people. And I feel like there's, yeah, at least in the major city that I grew up in, there's a sense of like, if you play along with things, you're like immediately not cool. So like people like I'm not doing that thing because like that shows that I like put in any effort. But here, effort's cool.
Do you think that's also like a younger people thing
though
too?
That's what I'm saying.
Because like
know.
Now we're getting older and it's kind of just like we're at the age where it's funny. That's fun.
It is fun.
Maybe if I was 15, I'd be like, oh, what a stupid
Yeah, who would do that? Dev. Totally.
But so, now I'm like, let's find a funny outfit and go and just like be around everybody else doing the same thing. That'd be fun. So.
So we got a question.
Originally we were going to do an episode on the topic of marriage. And we've been planning that for weeks and we might still talk about it a little bit. But today, I woke up and I felt like I wanted something else to talk about it, what didn't feel as exciting. And I put out a request for if anyone had things they wanted us to talk about, and we got a question from Katie who said something like, what kinds of things are the two of you doing for spring? Like, what are you doing now during springtime? And
great question, Katie.
She also said the second part of her question was, any trips coming up soon? Which the answer is no. Hopefully never again.
She's come over to my side. I'm the non-traveler, and now she's like, yep, we're done for a while.
Just kidding, but not really.
Like, we had a big travel season.
We had a lot of travel, and you might have heard us talking at the beginning of the year about how we had so much travel, and we were like, we don't really want to travel, but it seems like that's how the year is going. And now we have traveled too much, and we have burnt ourselves out of traveling.
I just want to be home.
And now we want to be home and never leave again. But we will have to leave in September because we have some things to do. But before then, I just want to be here. And so one thing that we've been doing for spring is we've been going to bed and waking up with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of my new favorite things, and I hope that we could keep it going, because I feel like, so I've also started to sleep without a sleep mask on, and I was sleeping with a sleep mask because I thought it would be better to be in the dark all the time, but then I started thinking that maybe it was better to be more in tune with the cycles of the moon and have the moon come in some nights, and I have yet to determine what I feel is the outcome. But so far, I like it because we live, like, there's not any city lights or anything around us. We're in the dark with just the moon and the stars. And so now what's been happening is there's no need for any sort of alarm because I just wake up with the birds in the morning. Like, as soon as it starts getting a little light, I find that my eyes start, I'm like, oh, I'm waking up. And then it gradually gets lighter, and then I'm like, I hear the birds, and I'm like, okay, time to get up.
Remember when we lived in the city, didn't you have an alarm clock that mimicked that?
Yes, yes, I did.
It did, like, a fake sunrise by, like, going from, like, the alarm clock itself slowly lit up.
Yes, and I used to have one of those as a teenager. That was why I got another.
Oh.
I got it as, like, a Christmas gift or something, and, yeah, it mimicked the sunrise, like, the light slowly getting brighter, which was the best way to wake up, by the way. Like, I remember that, and it was, like, by the time the alarm went off, it had been, the light had been getting brighter for half an hour or so, and...
But that's just such a little microcosm of, like, the things that technology recreates that is just a part of nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we get the nature version.
I still have that clock. It's in a box in that room, but I don't know how, I lost the cord or something for it, so I don't know how it works. But it doesn't matter, because now I have a real one. And so the sun has been waking me up. And then in the evening, because of that, the sun rises getting earlier and earlier. And so in the evening now, as it started to get darker, now it's kind of interesting. Have you noticed, like, being in tune with the sunset and the sunrise? Like, I've just noticed you just really get to know how quickly it actually changes.
Yeah.
Because, like, only a couple weeks ago, I feel like, I was going out at, like, 7:30 because it just got dark for the slugs. And now it doesn't get dark till, like, 8 or so, a little after 8. But our aim... And it's
April. It'll still get even more.
Yeah. Like,
we'll probably add another 2 hours to that by the peak of summer.
Yeah, so I'll be curious to see what we'll want to do with bedtime at that time. But we've been trying to get in bed earlier still. Like, I still feel like the ideal is to get in bed at, like, 7 or 7:30 and just be in bed as it gets dark.
So it's 30 to 60 minutes before.
Yeah.
The sunset.
Like, we've been aiming for that. We don't always make it, but
I think that will become even more pronounced at the peak of summer. Like, whatever that is, July 31st or
yeah,
something like that. I feel like, yeah.
June 21st. Remember when we got engaged?
That's summer solstice?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the longest day of the year.
There you go. That's cute, because I wanted to savor it so much. I picked the longest day. Yeah, I feel like that'll become more pronounced. Like, if sunset around then is, let's just say, 10 p.m., I feel like we'll be even more prone to going, you know, being in bed at 9 and, like, winding down so that when, you know, when it starts to get dark, we'll already be passing out.
And well, it'll be easier to do the later it is like that.
Because like, it'll be tired, but there'll be that much more natural light that'll still be pouring in through the windows.
Yeah.
So depends on your definition of easy or which part you're tracking.
I feel like it'll be easier for me because it just seems easier to get in bed at 9 instead of at 7. But we kind of have been working backwards. So we've been working on our schedules a lot. I feel like we're just always reevaluating our schedules. And
valid thing to do.
We had a long talk the other morning and we went over what we both need and our schedules together. And I feel like it's nice to do that seasonally.
Totally.
Because so many things shift with the season. So I feel like, I feel like we did that kind of in whatever, January, late December. And now we're like doing it again and just being like, okay, what do we need? What are we doing? What are our goals? What do we need from each other? What do we need to make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about bedtime is that bedtime doesn't happen unless dinner happens. So, like, you can kind of work backwards, like, what needs to happen in order for this to happen, which is what we've been doing. So, if dinner doesn't happen early, then it's hard to get to bed early. So, that means I have to either have dinner made or start making it early, like, 4, 5. Like, dinner has to happen around 5. Yeah, so all these things have to be in place, and we've been slowly getting there, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, what have you been doing outside for springtime?
Well, I'd say the biggest difference since it has been springtime is, anyone listening to this has followed my Instagram stories closely over the last 2 years, you will have seen our woodshed out back that holds our firewood because we frequently have fires in the winter indoors. There's like, if you've seen the photos, it's 24 feet long. It's quite a big woodshed. And there's 6 major panels, and we stack the wood 2 things deep. And it would seem that over the last 2 years... Yeah, we've had it for two winters.
The woodshed?
Or wood stove. 2 winters. Yeah, 15, 16
months. Right, because we've been here for 3 winters, right?
Correct.
Did we just not have any... fire the first winter? Right, yeah, we didn't. Yeah,
definitely not.
That's sad. We were just sitting here in the cold?
Well, no, we had baseboard heat.
But it wasn't paid still for that. Heat. It wasn't as warm.
No. I mean, maybe we...
No cozy fire.
Sweaters and blankets.
It didn't
more.
Really even happen until like November of that second...
Yeah. Wow. We just snuck it in.
See, things can happen like this and they feel like they take forever, but then when you look back, they really don't.
And they just feel normal and there. So we went through 2 panels of wood, 2 single layer panels of wood over the last 2 winters. We still have like easily, would that be like 10 to 12 winters of wood there? Wow.
Now?
Yeah.
But.
Because it's full.
Okay, but don't you think we'll be going through, like we weren't even here for 2 months.
Total. Agreed.
I think we'll go through
that's
it faster.
That's why I said 10 to 12. Because 12 would be our existing pace. 10 would be we're here for more than we were. But even then, let's say 8 to 12 winters. We have many years worth of wood. So we had some like overflow wood that was stacked in our workshop in the second building that's connected to my office. And over the last, whatever it's been, 2 weeks, 3 weeks... I have taken all of that overflow wood and restocked the woodshed, so it's completely full, and it feels amazing to have the overflow wood be out of the workshop, into the woodshed, and now over the next 4 months, 5 months, I'll be taking all that wood and chopping it down into smaller and smaller pieces, because as the person who dropped off the wood originally, he didn't know that it was for our indoor wood stove. He assumed it was for an outdoor, I don't know, bonfire for whatever reason. And yeah, so all the wood is, not all of it, but very most of it, the majority is too big to fit in our wood stove. So I have to chop it all like into at least halves, if not thirds, quarters.
I see. So most people don't have to do that?
Correct. Yeah. What we would have done, so we got... Here's the thing. I put out an ad. I put out like an ask on the community online group and was like, I'm looking for exactly this kind of wood for logs.
What kind did you want? Tell the people.
Fir. I wanted fir logs and I wanted cedar kindling. And a guy who does not normally sell firewood was like, I have exactly those two things because of the business that he's in. And he was like, yep, I have those. I can drop some off. And so what normal people would do is, most people generally wouldn't be as particular about the type of wood. They would more just say, I need, you know, maximum 14-inch logs for a wood stove. Mm. So they would say, like, this is what I want it cut to.
Jordan doesn't want any creosote buildup on our chimney.
Minimal as possible. Yeah.
Is that why? He likes to optimize our chimney.
Multiple reasons. Yeah, it's like the level of heat, the amount of soot that it throws off, how it burns, the length it burns, how hot it burns. There's, yeah, multiple factors that tie into
the And you were validated because when the guy came to clean the chimney, he was like, you have such a clean chimney, and Jordan was very proud.
Well, so that's the thing. He said, you have quite a clean chimney, but the more important thing, if anyone is really dialed into this stuff, is like how fine the soot is.
Ah.
And so he commented on that. He's like, oh, like, which basically saying like, because you have minimal and very fine soot, that means that you have been burning great, high quality seasoned wood at the optimal temperature. Like not too, because if you really choke off the airflow and it's burning really slowly, that's not good. Conversely, if you burn it way too hot for the type of wood stove you have, that's also not good. So yeah, he was like, basically, he said, you know, by him complimenting those two things, it was a kind of silent man-to-man nod of over the last, whatever, year or two of your burning your fires, you've been doing so optimally all the way through. I'm like, I know.
I wish you could all see Jordan's face.
I'm proud. I really love tending fires. It's been one of my lifetime favorite things. It was a part of my childhood. Not in my childhood home, but we would go and vacation at a place that had a log burning wood stove and or a fireplace. And I, from a very young age, whenever I was allowed to, I don't know, 6-7 years old, I got to be like the kind of official tender of the fires. And I just loved it. And I still do.
Mm-hmm.
So when he said, oh, you have very fine and minimal soot, I was like, you bet your sweet ass I do. I know what I'm doing.
Oh
yeah, I cannot masterfully work every power tool, but boy howdy can I man a fire.
I learned how to use a drill by myself.
Yes, you did, and you used that drill to build
a flower bed. But I think I've already told them about me building the flower bed.
You're allowed to tell them twice. It's a big accomplishment. You did it all by yourself.
I built a flower bed, and there's currently flowers growing in it.
Wow!
And I did it myself, and you know what? That was the gateway thing that has now opened me up to so many things. And I told Jordan I forgot all about this until right now somehow. A couple of days ago, I told Jordan that I want to build a table myself. And I was like, I bet, like, I would like to have a picnic table in our yard. And I was like, I bet I could build a picnic table or a table like that that could go in our yard. And I could look up all the things about how to do it. And it could be a project that I do. And I have a saw, a power saw. I don't really know how to use it, but I could figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I have a drill. What more do you need? Sander? I've heard you could sand with a drill if you put a thing on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll look it up. And we also have another project because we got a new fridge.
We've purchased a new fridge.
We purchased a new fridge. The fridge is
being shipped to us within the next week or two.
It hasn't arrived yet. And I can't remember if I told everybody this in my podcast or not. But I had a very good idea, which was that since we were replacing our fridge and we already have two outdoor freezers, I was looking at fridges and I thought, why not just get a full fridge that is only a fridge? And then we will have so much more fridge space. And what do we really need the freezer for inside? The only thing anyone has been able to come up with is ice, but we don't use ice.
We don't at all.
Because our fridge doesn't make it now, and we don't make it ourselves.
And secondarily, popsicles and ice cream, Like, those are things that we have ever and infrequently enough that having those things in our outdoor freezer, which is still very accessible, is like easy.
Yeah, it just feels close by enough. We could even get some bags of ice and put them in the outdoor freezers in case we ever need ice for a thing. Like, occasionally, if you're making like hard boiled eggs or something, it's nice to have ice because then you transfer them from the hot to the really cold. But I've been able to make do without it. I think we just don't have ice in our freezer now because it would just take up too much room.
And we just use it so infrequently.
We just don't really use
it. So the benefit of getting a only fridge
is way better. And then, so the other thing that happened was that the lady was like, about the appliances, she was like, well, all of the fridges that are your, like, that maximize the use of the width that you have are too tall for your space. And it was basically like we would have to get a much smaller fridge now because they make them in different sizes. And I was like, that is unacceptable. So I went over and I stared at this fridge for a while. And I thought, there's a shelf and two cabinets above the fridge. And what do they really need to be there for?
They don't.
So we thought we will figure out how to remove them and like move that shelf up somehow ourselves. Although it seems to be glued on, we're going to just have to figure it out. But I think it can be done. And now that I am a tiny bit handy, I feel like I could do more things. So now I'm like, that needs to be moved. So now we ordered the bigger fridge. So now we only have a couple more weeks to figure out.
The clock is ticking. The fuse is lit.
We'll have to figure it out. But figure it out, we will.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll have a super fridge.
Yeah. In other spring news, Jordan's been, do you want to?
Sure. I've been creatively on fire. I've had a lot of new programs I've been working on. One of them especially, I guess, well, this comes out next week, right?
No, it comes out in 2 days.
Oh, then I cannot, I cannot say what it is.
But you can tease them a little, like, just.
Sure.
Tell them like a thing is coming and get them on the, what's the word? On the suspense. Build up the suspense.
Here comes suspense. Right. So this comes out in 2 days. Okay. So 2 days from now, if you're.
No.
Yeah. This comes out Saturday. Then Monday.
Okay.
Two days from now.
If they listen on Saturday.
That was the sentence I was going to say.
Okay. I'll just let Jordan talk. Look. Somebody one time said that we interrupt each other, but we don't interrupt. We just talk like this because we're together all the time.
Long-term couple. And no, she didn't say we interrupt each other. She said, I interrupt you.
She was like, aren't you angry that Jordan interrupts you all the time? And it's so hard to listen to. And like men just interrupt women. And I was like, I don't know if you really listen to us talk, but we just do that to each other because that's just how we talk because we're kind of just like one unit now.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
It's like, what's the Instagram like meme structure of, you know, tell me blank without telling me blank. It's like, tell me you're not in a long-term relationship without telling me you're not married. It's like, you know, that's a single person says that, like he interrupts you. Like, you talk over each other. Oh, my God, that's problematic. It's like, all right, go hang out with a couple that's been married for decades and see if they never do that.
Yeah.
I've been chipping away at three new programs. One of them I've basically at this point near completed. I mean, like the 98% done. We're just putting some very finishing touches on it. But yeah, that is coming out on Monday. I'm very excited about it. It is on a topic I have never talked about this in depth before, even though people have asked me about it for a long time.
Monday the 15th.
Yeah, exactly. 4 days from now.
2024.
From recording. 2 days from release date of this episode. Yeah, and it's funny because I, maybe like once every, well, honestly, I probably average like once every 4 years at this point, but once every couple years, I put out a survey to my whole email list, and I'm just like, hey, who are you? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? How can I serve you best? What are you most working on in life, etc. And this survey that I put out 4 to 6 weeks ago, There was one section where I gave like 10 options of if I were to make a course or program a thing on X topic, like which of these would be exciting to you? And secretly, I didn't allude to this at all, and I randomized it and just, you know, moved all the things around so that there was no like self-evident pattern. But there were a couple that I was really the most excited about, and I assumed that no one would go for. Mm-hmm. And there were some that I was the least excited about that I thought everyone would go for because various reasons, just, you know, small versions of that have happened in the past over the last 11 years of my business being online. And so I thought, oh, they're probably going to want these things and this will be boring. And then like far and beyond, literally the two things that I was the most excited about were like number one, number two, highest voted across all people. And I was just like, what? Really? Okay, cool. So this topic is thing one of that. And so, yeah, I've enjoyed making it. I'm excited to get to talk to people about this live. Cause yeah, it's a video course. There's like 20 videos and, you know, revisitable resources that are pre-recorded. And then I'm also doing a live component to, you know, interface with people in real time about it. So yeah, that comes out soon. I've not said the topic. It's a brand new topic.
But you guys will really like it, and I have been a little part of it.
Yeah, Deemshra's also totally been a part of it. Yeah, she's in one of the videos, and she's also two of the videos. Oh yeah, yeah, yep, two of the videos. Totally. Two of the videos, and she's helped with some bonus resources and beautifully designed aspects. And yeah, she really, Deemshra makes like the living room of life just more beautiful and cozy. Oh. And you totally did that with this program.
That's nice.
They will feel you in every part of it. So even more so than they would just by me being happily married to
That's
you.
That's very sweet. That's what I aim to do.
You do it.
You know, flawlessly. If I could have a dream, you know, like you, what it, where if I read, may say like I imagine if I had to walk across the grass and just flowers popped up every single place that I stepped.
Doesn't Snow White like she like walks through nature and like all the birds animals come. Yeah, animals, that's it.
Yeah.
So you're like that, both all of nature and flowers.
I just imagine like that feels like my number one goal in life is like if I just could walk somewhere and flowers just bloom everywhere that I stepped, I could not imagine anything more beautiful than that.
Oh.
Be my life purpose. I remember one time somebody wrote to me and she was like, because of you, I see the flowers better. And I was like, that's the nicest thing anyone could ever say. My whole life is meaningful now.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Yes.
So yeah, Jordan, sponsored by Jordan Craig Consulting.
In multiple ways now, we're talking about this program. Yeah, and the title of the program has alliteration in it, which I also always like. You'll
drop in more hints.
You'll hear about it. I would
try to guess what
a lot of things could be alliteration. Yes. So that comes out on Monday. And yeah, if you are on my email list or you follow me on Instagram, you will hear about it. Email list more so, but both. So
you'll hear about it all over.
It will be a thing. And yeah, it is fun. It is very fun. And I'm already starting to make another thing, but that's for later. So yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah. I was really done with travel by the, not even the end of the travel, but even like the midpoint of the travel. And so there was a lot of like pent up, you know, potential energy that was like, oh, I want to be like making a thing, but was away from home. And I feel like, yeah, like now that I'm back home, it feels like when a racehorse, like when the little wall thing, the divider, like moves out of the way so we can start running.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like that. So
Jordan's making his courses and I'm planting my garden.
Yeah.
We planted some seeds together the other day. Normally, I planted most of them myself, but then Jordan came down and he sprinkled some with me and they sprouted today.
They're already sprouting.
Yeah.
I think it's been less than 7 days, hasn't it? Isn't it like more 5 days?
I don't know.
Anyways, a week. And yeah, they're all poking out.
Just some. Probably the radishes. We planted roots. Fennel, cilantro, and radish.
Hmm.
in that bed, on that side of the bed.
So, should we talk about the main
theme? I want to tell them.
Yeah.
Tell I don't them. Really know if I want to talk about marriage that much. Do you? Do you feel like you have so many?
We don't have to. Go for it. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to tell them, if it's okay, about how you have the sweetest dreams ever. We don't have to say what they are. Okay. But can we just tell them how Jordan, most of Jordan's dreams, he told me a very sweet dream he had today. That was basically like, at least to me, my perception is that Jordan always has dreams that are like cheering him on. And they're so positive. And they're just like, good job, Jordan.
People are nice to me.
Yeah. And I just feel like most of my dreams are like dark, or like I'm yelling, or someone's going to get me, or they're just like, they're stressful in nature, a lot of them. And this morning I said to Jordan, he told me a very sweet dream, and I was like,
I can give an overview.
Okay.
So it was basically in the dream that felt very realistic. Like, I was me, my friends were my friends, you know, there was no like stand-in characters. The gist of it was something good happened. Something especially good happened for me in business, and I found out, and I was like, wow, that's great. And then I was walking down the sidewalk, and then two of my like best international friends, like, you know, people in real life that I'm close to, but who live in another country, I saw them, and they were just like sitting on the sidewalk, hanging out. And I was like, hey, this good news. And they're like, wow, that's awesome, man. Wow. Congrats. I know. Thanks so much. Yeah. Like, way to go. You deserve it. And then I just kept on walking, and it was just, yeah, like that's not an abnormal tone for my dreams of just like good things happening, people being nice to me, me seeing people that I like. They're just, yeah, they're quite, I have like bad dreams ever, but very, very rarely. Like a couple a year that I would classify. Even that, I'm not even sure.
His dream last week was like women trying to hook up with him, and he was like, no, I'm married.
Not hook up. Yeah, women were like aggressively hitting on me. Like I was clothed, they were clothed, but they were just like, hey, like, yeah, they were like, they wanted to. And yeah, and like I was in a waiting room at not a doctor's office, but something. I was just like, no, like this is wildly inappropriate for the context we're in. And I'm like very married. I'm not sure where my wife is, but like I'm married. Get out of here. So yeah, just, and that's also not abnormal. Like I don't think I've been sexual with anyone in a dream since we've gotten married. Like there's been such a, even if like in that more recent dream, if some opportunity is like trying to present itself, I'm very married in my dreams.
Yeah.
Like I don't forget that. There's no like, oh wow, an opportunity. Yeah. Like it's always just like, if something is, yeah, being presented, I'm just like, what is this? I know that this doesn't appeal to me. Get out of here.
Oh.
Pretty funny.
I think that is just so sweet. This morning I said to him, I don't know if it's just like you only tell me the sweet ones, but it just seems like most of your dreams are just so nice.
Those are my dreams.
And he was like, yeah, they are. And I was like, that's good. You deserve that. I'm happy for you. I don't usually have dreams that are like nice and sweet occasionally, but like most of my dreams have more of this theme of like stressful things that I'm going through. Mm. Yeah. Oh.
I like my dreams.
Yeah. Well, the thing I wanted to say about marriage, because the reason I wanted to talk at all about marriage was because I felt like we did that engagement episode, but I forgot in that episode to talk about how one of the biggest kind of things for me, which was the grief of my single, like the grief of losing my single self.
In that episode, did we not talk about you being like, oh, I thought I was going to like be in LA and like dating and online dating for a bit. I thought you might have referenced that for like a sentence or two.
I might have said it like at all, but that was actually the biggest thing for me was like I really had to grieve my single self and my idea of like we both had our versions of this. Me like running away to it. It's funny because in my head it's always been like, I've always been, my fantasy of my ego has always been like, I'm going to run away to an island where nobody knows me and just like live there. But we now live on an island.
Mm.
So I can't. And now when I think like, oh, I'm going to run away to an island, I like, I already live on an island.
But was it just running away to one island, staying there forever? Or was it kind of being like a nomad, you know,
it was
flitting kind of around and committing to nothing?
Yeah, yeah. That was more the vibe. And it was always like a like Caribbean island. Just like
I'll surfer, travel. I'll travel and live everywhere.
And everybody will wonder, who's this mysterious woman who nobody is close to? And
they'll all want to sleep with her, and they will, but they'll, yeah, it's like, it'll all be short term and non-committal, and my ego will be thrilled.
That was my fantasy. But that was what I had to let go of. Like, I'm not going to do that. And even though obviously I didn't actually want that, the part of me that did, I had to grieve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like that was the main thing I wanted to share.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan just brushed my hair out of my face.
There was a single hair that was lightly touching your bottom lip, and I...
Jordan always is moving my hair out of my drinks and my food.
I project it is either going to be, it'll get dirty and you won't like it, or it'll be tickling you and you won't like it. But those both say more about me than they do about you.
I never noticed. My hair is in a food. I'm like, just let go.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
In other springtime news, my dad is going to come visit.
Yeah. Next in a month. Almost exactly a month.
Yeah. A little less than a month.
Yep.
So that is going to be happening during springtime. He's been very excited because we have our big gunnera plant. If you guys don't know what a gunnera is, what? You should Google it.
It's a big dinosaur plant with huge leaves.
Yeah, it's and it gets over 10 feet tall, this one. It's huge.
That's not hyperbole. It literally gets...
Yeah,
and if you've ever, if you know much about... Me, Jordan, I'm a tall person, and it gets absolutely several feet above me. It's huge.
Yeah, it's so cool. And what's the coolest is that it's not always that tall. Every spring, it starts from the ground, and then it grows that big over and over and over again.
I mean, even a week and a half ago, I feel like the tallest one was less than a foot. Like,
yeah,
it starts very small.
It goes, and then it's growing fast right now, but then wait until it gets hot.
It shoots
up. Usually, like, by the time June comes, it just takes off. But I think, I'm pretty sure we've been having hotter than usual temperatures, I think. Like, we've been having a warmer than usual spring, from what I've understood.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And so I think it might be growing faster. But anyway, my dad loves this plant very much because he thinks it's so cool. So he tried to take a bit of it home with him last time to grow, but it died because he took the wrong part. You can't take, like, the leaf. You have to take... like the rhizome, like you have to cut into it like a cake, apparently. Like you have to take a slice.
Oh.
So I hope U.S. Customs never listens to this, but my dad is planning on trying to smuggle it.
She's joking entirely. This is all a joke. He would never do that because we respect the border. Winkety wink wink wink.
I'll get some nasty email from someone being like, don't you know the dangers
are irresponsible. How dare you advocate for such a practice?
Anyway, I don't know if it will succeed because the plant really needs swampy conditions, and that is a benefit of our yard. That is a downside for some other plants. We're pretty like dense clay, waterlogged, but this plant loves that. I think it also feeds off of the water that comes out of your office building.
I see.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's why. Yeah, it gets a lot of water, but I do have to water it in the summer when it gets really hot to protect it from getting sunburnt. Because if the leaves don't get enough water, then they get sunburnt and then they brown. And
didn't you find that out from one of your planting, like, gardening Facebook groups?
Yes, because it happened.
Yeah.
It's happened every year because I forget to...
We just don't water it. It's so big and resilient.
But this year, I will, because I've been tending to all the things. So this year, I'm going to try to prevent it from getting sunburnt.
That's good.
I'm going to try to water it with those.
Okay.
What else can we talk about?
I would just like to point out that before we recorded this whole thing... And you're like, so what are you talking about? You said, we'll talk about spring question and we'll talk about marriage. And I was like, we have nothing to say about spring and like a lot to say about marriage. And it's been the exact opposite. You said like three sentences about the marriage part and we've filled over half an hour with spring time.
We could say more about marriage, but I just, all my seeds just fell.
That's what that is. That's fine. I'm just saying, I didn't think we'd have so much for spring.
I just feel like it's more exciting just chatting with you.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm not attached to it. I'm just saying I didn't expect there to be so much to talk about with
spring.
There's
so much happening.
You're right.
Yeah.
There's the flowers.
The flowers.
My parents came over and had lunch with us, and you pulled flowers from our land.
And put them on the table.
Yeah. Fresh, beautiful flowers.
Yeah. There's a lot. And the landscaper man, I can't remember if I said this yet. The landscaper, we have a new one, and he came a week ago, and he was going to mow the lawn for the first time, and I was like, listen, I really like the dandelions, like, you know, and there's little daisies all around that are blooming in our grass, and I was like, I really like them, and like, if it's going to be really annoying, don't worry about it. But if you can't, like, don't go out of your way to cut them off because I like them. You can leave them there. And he was like, okay. And then I was like, the nettle too. The nettle's growing in our garden. And most people might want to cut that back. And I was like, no, I like it. Please leave it there. And he was like, okay. And then he literally did exactly that. He mowed our whole lawn and there's so many little flowers and he mowed the grass around all of them.
It's very sweet.
I don't even know how he did it, but I felt it was really nice. And now there's so many, like we've never had so many daisies blooming at once because usually they come and they cut the grass and they all get their heads chopped off. But these daisies, and we have pink daisies.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jordan can't see pink super well.
Correct.
Because he's colorblind. He's red-green colorblind.
Color deficient.
Color deficient.
I can see many colors most of the time. But certain shades of certain colors are far more muted.
They sell color deficient glasses to correct it, but Jordan says he does not want them.
Correct.
Why?
It doesn't appeal to me. I'm very used to the way that the world is, and I like it.
But you don't care that there could be more colors that you could just see if you put them on. You could be like, oh, this is how Demeter sees.
That's the closest to caring I would. You've never framed it that way.
Yeah, that this is what I see.
I'm quite relational in that way of like, oh, well, if I'd be seeing your worldview, yeah, that appeals in the slightest. But everything else, we're like, don't you care about what you're missing? No, I don't. It doesn't call me at all. I just don't care.
Yeah, that's fair. I could see that perspective. But maybe one day I'll look so I could show you what I see. Now he might care a little.
That is the first and only way that you framed it that has me have any interest.
I might buy a Dutch oven.
Mm-hmm. For sourdough purposes.
To make sourdough bread.
I'm sure you've talked about
I already talked about sourdough. Although, no, you know what I haven't talked about is my new development of that.
Oh.
It smells like acetone. It smells like nail polish remover. And because I did not feed it for one day. And you know what? I was telling Jordan today, it is very funny because I didn't feed my starter was doing so great. And then I felt like I didn't feed it for one day. I got lazy and was just like, it'll be fine. And then it was not fine. It smelled so bad. And now then for a few days, I fed it once a day like normal. And I was like, oh my God, what is with this thing? Like, oh my God, I fed her, just didn't feed her one day. Now she just is smelling like this. And then I was like, oh wow, she's very similar to me, isn't she? Like if I wasn't fed for a day, then I like
you feel that.
That's how I used to talk to myself about eating, like, oh my God, you're hungry again. And so I was like, okay, fine. So I started feeding her. Yesterday I fed her three times and she doubled so quickly. And today it smells a little bit less like acetone. So I did another huge feeding this afternoon. So I'm trying to revive her because I feel a little responsible. I just feel like it just feels like it mirrors my relationship with myself, my past, like, starving. Like, and now in my head, I'm just like, oh my God, I just did. You're so dramatic. I didn't feed you for one day. But then I'm like, that's not very nice.
If we didn't eat for a day, we'd feel that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't just want the next day's regular meals. I'd be like, hey, I didn't eat for a day. Yeah. I'm hungry.
Need to catch up here.
So I'm like, okay, I'm trying to learn from my starter, and I fed her a lot of food. Yeah.
She's devouring it.
Another thing we're going to do for spring is I planted green beans, and they're beans. This is the way I normally do things, is I bought these packets of beans at the store, and I was like, where can I plant these? I have absolutely nowhere to plant them, but I will just buy them, and then I'll figure it out. And then I did exactly that. We planted them in the – and well, I planted them in the one of the beds in the back, and then we are going to buy posts one day soon.
And make a bean hut.
A bean hut. It's going to be an arch.
It's going to be an arch, yeah.
Yeah, it's not really a hut. But people make like – well – they make teepees, but you're not supposed to call it that now because it's wrong. You're supposed to call it like a tent. A green bean tent, but it's in a teepee shape. So you guys can just know.
Does the teepee to you mean like an up, like a cone, like an upturned, upside down ice cream cone?
But you literally make it like, and all the sticks cross at the top. Like you make it like that. And
we're
then,
not doing that. We're doing an arch,
no,
right?
No, no, correct.
Okay. Yeah.
But you could make, like you said, a green bean hut. You could make a green bean teepee where you put all the things in a circle and then you touch them at the top and then you can make them like for kids and then the green beans grow up the side and then the kids can go in the little tent. Oh. That's but you're fine. Supposed to call it a tent nowadays. So you can make a green bean tent, but they have different shapes, a tent and a TV.
They definitely do.
So it would be a TV, unless you add
a cone, a wigwam.
A cone. No, a wigwam is probably also incorrect politically.
Is it?
Isn't that a term? That's like a special term, wigwam.
To me, that's like a Canadian First Nations teepee.
Yeah, that's why you're not allowed to use those words that they use, because they mean something specific. They don't mean a one made out of green beans.
Oh, right.
It's like spiritual thing, or like it's a special thing.
I see.
So you're not allowed to. They don't make it out of green snow peas.
Yeah.
No.
Noted.
But anyway, we're gonna make an arch.
Yes.
And we're gonna allow them to grow backwards along the arch.
Yeah,
so we're gonna have to get posts.
Pound those posts down into the dirt.
Like a post-pounder.
Post-pounder so that they're stable. And then we will have ceiling material and we'll connect it with wire mesh or some kind of
Right. How are we gonna attach the mesh to the posts? Are we gonna nail it?
That's
the
easy part. Yeah, yeah.
Screw it in.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to buy little things to attach the plant to the mesh. You have to help guide it.
Yeah.
Brianna and Shane, my sister and her husband have, they have like these little clips that are reusable that they bought that they said are the best things because they used to use little ties, but now they use clips and you just like easily clip the plant to the part where you want it to go.
Hmm.
It's like a hair clip. It doesn't like hurt the plant. It goes around it.
I'm not worried.
Okay. You made a face. No.
That was the, oh, interesting oh. face.
I thought it was, oh, the plant is going to get hurt.
No.
You're
going, I just learned something new.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you get a bunch of clips and you put them around. So we should maybe get some clips.
Jordan and Demetra's gardening tips.
Yeah, we're both not very handy, but we both really want to learn to be more handy. And then we bit want to be bit. Able to teach our kids handiness.
Every year we get another dozen micro skills
living
out here. You know, there is like a slow burn, but slow and steady progression of things that we learn how to do.
And do you remember? So in terms of us getting a new fridge, remember we got a new washing machine. When was it? A year ago, maybe? Or more? Not even that long ago, maybe.
No, I think less than that. But yeah, maybe 8 months.
And then we got a dishwasher. But I think it was when we got the laundry machines, and the guy came, and the old machines were up on this platform.
Yes.
It was like a wooden platform attached, nailed to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was looking at it, and he was like, oh, like something got messed up, and he was like, oh, I have to go get this part. So like, I have to leave, and like, you pull all this stuff up.
Yeah, he's like, remove this.
It was going to be in the way.
It was like an inch high kind of wooden baseboard slat thing that needed to be removed.
And it was attached to the ground.
Yes.
And he was like, you pull this up, and like, I'll come back and install the things. And we were like,
we can't do
that. We don't know how to do that.
And he was like, what?
And then he was so like, bothered, and then he made that comment.
He made, yeah, you remember that? He made a passive-aggressive comment along the lines of like, Yeah, he didn't like direct it at us, but it was very clearly directed at us. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something close to like, oh, it's crazy. Some people just like move out, you know, move out to the countryside, like, and don't have like basic handyman skills. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, he said it was a weird, like, he didn't directly say it to either one of us, but he just said kind of to himself, like, he was like, imagine moving out here and not having any handy skills.
It wasn't super direct. It wasn't saying, like, you guys are screw-ups, but it was, like, the timing of it was very clear. And, yeah.
And we both were just kind of like...
I'll tell you, I had my, like, internally, I had an immediate passive-aggressive response that, like, would overcome his and be like, you know, yeah, just that... Like, the culture on this island has changed, and, like, I'm correct, and you're now less correct. But, yeah, he and I still remember it. But yeah, he said that, and, you know, it's like, yes and no. Like, it's valid. We were, you know, a year and a half new to this, and, yeah, like, we totally did not have any of those skills. And,
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
And, right, like, we did... I think there's like a fair, justified kind of feeling among people who have lived here for a long time that it's like, oh, here come
these the city folk,
young people who can afford it, who move here and they don't have the ability to just like live off.
And they just create jobs for all of us and pay our bills.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's fair because it misses that we want to learn how to do those things. Totally. So, and just because we didn't grow up with that lifestyle, it doesn't mean that we don't want to learn it and we don't think it's valuable. So, sure. But I will say when he said that, I think I was like, did he say that? Is that a real thing he just said? Yeah. But now he's going to come back to install our fridge.
Oh.
And I secretly am like, listen, dude, I want him to come and I want to have removed that shelf ourselves. And be like, I did that. Like, we are now handy enough that we did that. We fixed it so we could have a taller fridge.
As he's here, you should be holding the power drill in your right hand the entire time. And mid-conversation, just keep just gunning it just to, like, be like, I know how to do this. I'm a power drill person.
Yeah, so I do. I have this secret kind of like, I'm like waiting for him to come just so I could. I just want to feel like, listen, you made that comment last time, but
I grew as a person.
I built a flower bed. Yeah. I drilled it together.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm going to remove this shelf and make it. And I want to put a curtain in front of it, but we probably won't do that till after. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm just like. I want him to come and we won't say anything out loud, but I want him to get here and remember that he said that and then think to himself, oh, maybe I was wrong. They can move here and learn things. Just because everyone doesn't grow up knowing how to remove a piece of the floor doesn't mean that.
But no one does. It's a learned skill. No 2-year-old automatically knows.
No, but
that.
Like a lot of people grow up learning, like they learn how.
And skills are learnable.
Yeah.
And we are learning.
Anyway, so we want to learn a lot of things like that. And then, because I want our children, I don't want them to be afraid of power tools. I want them to just like, yeah, I feel like I'm pretty afraid of tools and machinery and like all the things in the basement, like the hot water tank and the things. I just feel like they could explode. Like, I just want our kids to feel very safe around things like that. Like, they know how they work, they know how to use them. Like, I would like our kids to have just like trade skills, not that they have to like go do that for their life, but just like generalists we were talking about, like, I want our kids to know how to do things practically.
Yep.
Like, they know how to sew a button, which I'll have to learn first. But like, they should know how to sew things, they should know how to like build a table. They should know how to, I don't know, fix something.
They should know how. They should know how to ideate, create, and market a 7-figure info product.
Yes, true.
All of it.
Computer stuff too.
Yep.
But yeah, like, they should be able to hang a thing on the wall. Like, I don't feel like I could do that confidently now. I'm like, can I just hammer a thing anywhere? What about, what's a stud finder? Do I have to do that? How does it work? Oh. Those kinds of things. I want them to just like know how, you know?
You asked and I looked and there is not a masterclass on handyman skills. I have access to masterclass.com and they have a bunch of classes on stuff. I'm sure you've seen their ads ever.
That's weird.
But yeah, they didn't have that. There's one on gardening. I mentioned that.
Yeah, but there's not one on building.
Nope. Not yet. They add things, you know, multiple times a year. But yeah, that has not been... I mean, yeah, when you think about it, like, their main demographic, they have, like, content buckets of the types of things they mainly upload. And they're in the subscription membership business, and are most people like, oh yeah, tell me how to use a bandsaw. Like, it's, you know, it's more Gordon Ramsay teaching cooking. That would be
such a practical one to have.
Agreed. They have one on outdoor survival skills. They have that as a masterclass.
Well, maybe they'll add one. Maybe. I think that I would like if I could hire somebody to come over and teach us.
Yep.
Because I have my saw. Ben came over and showed me how to use my saw, which he could do again, but
Power drill.
But I don't remember how, because it was a while ago. Hmm. It was like 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Because he helped me build the arch for our wedding, but he mostly built it and he just told me what to do.
Yep.
So I want to build a thing myself.
You did?
Yeah, but like a real thing.
Oh.
It is a real, I know it's a real, but I want to build a more complex thing.
Okay, but you built a real thing by yourself. It's in our garden, and it's growing and it flowers. Holds flowers in it. So don't discredit your effort. You totally did it.
Okay, but I'm gonna build a more complex thing now.
Sure, you can iterate forever.
Okay, I also needed poles for my beans so that I could stake where they had planted them, so that as they start to grow up, I could pin them to something, so that then we could like transfer them over to the bigger arch and. I cut those in half. I sawed them.
Mm.
But not with the power tool, with a hand saw.
That's fair. I've heard some power tool people say that you earn your way to using the power tool version of the tool, and you should have grasp on the tools first. So
I want to take a class.
Okay.
Okay.
You can do that.
I have to search for one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That could be a local thing. I can imagine. I know, people I might that.
Look it up. Yeah, yeah. Or they have that men's night, but that's only for men. But like that's what they do.
Men's shed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an ongoing thing.
Yeah, they do a thing where they like get together over tools or something. Yeah. But that's only for men.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a class. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you think of anything else? For springtime, our pear tree, have you seen it? It's growing so many blooms. I really wonder. I don't think I've ever seen it bloom so much. And what makes me wonder if we're going to get pears. And Jordan loves pears. Do you remember when we found this house? We were like, it has a pear tree and you love pears. And then I found out it has a fig tree and I love figs.
Meant to be.
Life is great, you guys.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay. I guess that's all. We've been getting intermittent days of rain and sun. I'm trying to think of anything else about spring.
The forecast is looking really good. It's like quite like highs of like 16, 17, which is, you know, 60-ish Fahrenheit. Lots of sun, like 6 out of 8 days.
It says 16?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The highs?
He's going to look at it.
I'll confirm.
I need to confirm. I haven't seen that.
Yep. 16, when? 17, 18. On what day? 16. 18? 16, Saturday. So the day that this holy podcast moly. Comes out.
Oh, next Saturday. Look,
17, 18. So a lot of sun coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be a really nice day.
I looked this morning.
That's good, because today is rainy. I even did stuff today outside in the rain.
Those 2 days lead up to my birthday, so that'll be extra.
Right. Oh, that reminded me. That was another thing I was going to say about springtime, is that Jordan's birthday is coming.
I will be entering my late 30s.
You're kind of in your, I guess you're mid-30s.
No, still. 36 is mid. 37 is late 30s. I'll be 37 in 10 days from the day that we're recording this.
That seems so old. I'm only 31.
Correct. We're currently 31 and 36.
And then soon, Jordan will be 37.
Yep.
On April 21st.
Yep.
So remember to wish him happy birthday.
Uh-oh.
This episode has been brought to you by Jordan Consulting. Okay. The end. Thanks for being here, Jordan.
Thanks. My pleasure. Oh. Thanks for having me. I was going to thank them for hanging out.
Oh, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Okay. It is always a pleasure chatting, and I hope that the rest of your day or evening or soon to be sleep go swimmingly.
Go swimmingly.
Is lovely and enjoyable.
Swimming can go any sort of way.
Yep.
So.
Generally positive. Swimmingly is a positive
statement. Yeah, yeah. I know that it's meant like that, but like swimmingly. Like, swimming isn't always so great.
Correct. People can drown.
I have to look up the origin of that expression when we get off.
Please do.
Okay. That's all for now. And I'll talk to you soon.